time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello Jane Kennedy.
Hello Mickey
Hello
Malloy.
Dangerous Dave.
Hi Mick, hi Jane.
How are we all? We're good. That's great. So much news to wade through. We've got a bit of adult gear today.
Well, a little bit. It involves Jessica Power from Maths and Schoolies.
And a box of sex toys.
There you go.
So we won't do that before...
Put two and three together.
4:50.
Yeah, we'll do that. We can
You've been
the
put
warning.
On notice.
You have.
Even though there's no kids in the car.
There's no, it's school holiday time and we know that.
We might open with it.
We've got a bit of music news coming up.
Well,
cancellations. Metallica have cancelled their concert in Australia,
How
which is devastating.
How annoying is that? We'll get to the bottom. We had tickets.
Yeah.
Dave,
we did.
You, me, our producer Jay, we were all going.
That's gutted. So unfair. Yeah. We want to know if you've had concerts cancelled on
YouTube.
Well, or
anything at all.
Or anything,
canceled
that's
on
true.
You, last bit, no.
Weddings.
TV shows.
You're
we have some high-powered guests for you tonight. Anne Edmonds will be in. What's she talking about, Jane?
Well, she's got a show at the Sydney Opera House. Thanks very much.
Well,
she's
pardon
also
me, Anne Edmonds.
In the Dirty Dancing show on Channel 7.
It's just not enough dancing, stroke singing shows on the horizon as we
too.
Speak. Police Sales is going to educate me on a story that is engulfing the world.
Well, it's the biggest story in the world right now, isn't it?
It involves Australia directly. I can't quite get my tiny brain around it.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
She's going to let us know what Donald Trump is attempting to pull off this time.
We've got lots more, I'm going to say that.
Sure. Well, we've got to talk about some iconic brands.
We do.
One of our favourite surf brands may have gone under. We're going to do some holiday news, of course. The Rise of the Machines, we'll talk about that.
That's true. And the man, the clock is gone. The time, if you ring up, it's gone last night. You can't ask anymore what the time is.
11194 when you ring the number and the talking clock.
It's over, Red Rover.
Do you know another one? Or
stop the clock.
What happened?
What happened?
What happened to the clock?
They've dicked it.
Who made that decision?
Telstra. Yeah.
Oh,
I better be careful again today. Hang on. Telstra sponsor of
yours. Thank you, guys. You're thin ice at the moment. It really cost us a fortune yesterday.
No, what I'm saying, they decided that apparently everybody knows what the time is all the time because we've got mobile phones and there's no need for, at the third stroke, it will be 4:04 and 30 seconds. That's
so
not the correct time, by the way.
Can you still call it now and get one last run at it?
No, you get a woman's voice.
You've got to give your last drinks. You can't just take it off. You've got to go.
No, it'll
be next week. You can
I think they might have given enough warning and that we're all a bit slow to catch on to it.
Thanks,
I think that
thanks
stinks.
Thanks for nothing, Telstra.
Because why would it cost them a lot to keep
what
it on?
What about the guy that was been his only job for the last
I do believe
years?
He may have passed away.
Oh, and they just kept using his voice.
Yes.
So it's like time from the dead.
It's an homage to him.
How would that guy know what time it is? Croaked it ages ago.
But I think it's terrible.
Can you do that
after
a guy's dead?
Just well, they'll probably do it with you. Although there is one aspect that they might not use.
What's that?
Can I take you back to yesterday?
This is really bad. And by the way, just quickly, we're on holidays. What's happening? We're in Noosa.
We're in Noosa.
And that was why yesterday I was like,
well, no, that's no excuse.
Technical.
May I just play Australia? We're doing a professional drive national program together.
Yeah.
And we come out of a break, and this is what the country heard. On the way up, I saw people on flights, the Veronicas.
What are you talking to?
I'm on air.
Oh.
Real professional outfit here. Nick sitting on the couch, not realising we're on the radio.
That's clown of the week. Radio awards.
That's clown of the week right there.
Okay.
Do you know what that is? That's a radio equivalent of a black box recording where you have to work out where did it all go wrong?
Well,
where was the mistake made? Let's listen back.
I was completely professional and I was obviously speaking and then I just did look at you and you looked at me and you just went quite gruffly, to be frank. Who are you talking to?
just thought you were.
How did you think off, I was?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm so used to you babbling on. Oh, you know, where you just go.
Oh, there you go.
Well, you just tune out.
Pass ag. Whackety whack.
She's on another one.
Off he goes.
Just pretend you're listening with one ear.
He's already
then
off.
I just noticed no one was listening. We're in Noosa. Where are you staying?
In Noosa.
Yeah, whereabouts?
Hastings Street.
Is it not beautiful. Is it one of those all-women hotels?
Sometimes I wish I was in an all-woman hotel.
There's Dave.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not into this.
No, not at all.
No, you're sexist. Not getting into it either.
So in Mallorca, it's just open. It's an all-women hotel and you can only go there if you're a chick.
What's the problem with that?
Is that a lesbian thing?
No. Now, you asked that before. I just went, why does it have to be a lesbian thing?
Well, what's the other purpose?
What because, else? Believe it or not, there are some women who prefer the company of other women, not a bunch
of
blokes.
Again, I put it to you, is it a lesbian thing? And you said no.
No, it's not.
So it's the island of Lesbos.
It's not Lesbos.
I'm going to sneak
That's in Greece, by the way.
Hey, I'm going to get in.
Mm. You're not going to get anywhere near this joint.
I'm going to dress up as Mrs. Depp.
Hang on. You could have a chance. You may have a chance
as
if you
Mama
dress up.
Soprano.
There's plenty of gyms now. There's the What it is, it's a trend of women-only spaces, like gyms, co-working spaces and businesses. And some hotels have decided to make it just women.
So can I have an all-men's hotel? Or?
Sure. Go and set one up.
I don't think so.
Go your hardest. All right, Dave.
I want to go. Why can't I go? Can I work there?
Now, that's something I've got to investigate.
At the all-women hotel?
No, because I think they just have really hot go- Oh.
Can I get housekeeping?
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
Are we done? Hey, what are we going to talk about? Hey, we've got some big stuff. Can I talk about Adele on the other side?
Yeah, you bet. Yes.
Really one of your great loves.
All right.
She's
here. Thanks,
hooked up with someone.
Thanks to Makita and the Cordless Power Garden Range. You can find your authorised dealer at makita.com.au.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We're talking music, and it's a good opportunity to mention that mole.
Hey, steady.
Who are we talking about?
I'm not talking about Adele, who you know I've been infatuated with for ages.
I know you have.
She's got
a voice of an angel.
Hello.
Sings like a hello. I went to a concert. Did I go with you?
No, you didn't.
Who did I go with?
I can't remember, but it wasn't me.
Sat in a box and bawled my eyes out.
Did you?
Do you remember? No, I really love her.
I know you love her. And she's, who
wouldn't? It's caused me a lot of grief on this network.
Adele has.
I remember when I was in Dublin. And the hard drinking capital of the world.
Yes.
And it was a Saturday night, and my mates said, "Mate, we're in town. We're gonna tear Dublin a new one. Mm. This is what we do. We're in the Big Apple of drinking here. Yes. Let's go bananas." I said, "Yeah, I'll meet you there," because there was an Adele special on, and I stayed in my hotel room.
You surprise me sometimes.
And watched the Adele special.
So you didn't go out with the boys in Dublin, for a boys' night out?
No.
Oh, my God.
I stayed in.
Man card back. That's unbelievable.
Well, I've got some more bad news.
I've heard. She's hooked up with some rapper.
She's hooked up with Skepta.
Hello.
Hello, Skepta.
Jeez.
He's a rapper.
She's really beautiful. She really dominated. Like, we saw her at Telstra Dome, Etihad Stadium, which is,
she's
40,000 people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she owned it, didn't she?
But now she's going
she's
out with someone
around.
Else.
They smuggled her in a giant box.
She broke up with her husband.
She's 31.
Careful when
she's on my list.
She is on your list.
She's on my list of girls I'd covet or would
did
like
you bring
to
your
bed,
list
like
with you to Noosa?
Of course he does. He travels with it.
Samantha Markle.
Just in
Chappelle
case.
Corby, of course. Mm. Tammy Ingham, chicken heiress. Lucy Steggles, chicken heiress. Carly Medford, who, by the way, is having a birthday today.
Shout out to her.
She's a chicken heiress and lingerie business owner.
Well, you couldn't ask for more, could you?
Ticking her a few boxes. Susan Hannaford, Kitty Sullivan. Oh, I think you snuck that on there.
That is, I
what
see
did
you.
What did you call Susan Hannaford?
A white walker. No, I thought you could live in the White House in the Hollywood Hills.
Mackenzie Bezos, hello. It's not about the money. She has always... Heather Mills, who is, let's be honest, is the pick of Paul McCartney's poor choices in women. Tara Brooks, of course. She's a bikini model corrections officer.
Nice. She can...
It's got conjugal visit all over it.
I was waiting for the term conjugal to pop up.
The returning ISIS brides, any of them, I just think I'll be like a new age.
Steady.
Man.
Careful.
In
Move
that
on.
Department.
Move on.
Belle Gibson.
Belle Gibson. No, you know what? We have to strike her off that list. No, because we can't have liars like that.
Oh, come on.
No, anyone who fakes cancer.
It's not a biggie.
Call it an ish. You said she fakes cancer.
It's not a biggie.
That's a game changer for me.
We've all done it. I can't come into work today. I've got cancer.
Oh, no. We're gonna change that.
Hey, on other music news, moving on. Oh, Dale, I hope you're happy. You'll be back. 31, I'll wait for it. Okay. See, now, this is bad news for us, Dave.
This is terrible for the Triple M network.
Well, me and Dave and our producer, Jay, were all signed up, ready to go. Metallica concert, what's happened?
Metallica, regrettably, have cancelled their 2019 Australia-New Zealand tour. And they put out a really nice and touching official statement. They're truly sorry to inform their fans. They must postpone. And it's because of James Hetfield, who's had to go into rehab. Mm.
He's had his issues.
He's had issues, which is really, really sad. I mean, they're an incredibly talented band, and he's a really talented guy. He's doing a lot of acting and everything at the moment.
Yeah.
So you read the room, don't you? Mm. And they say
he can't go. So for all of us, I have to say it's not a complete bombshell. I think when you buy a Metallica ticket,
it's a little risky.
You are taking powers in your own hand. But it is. I tell you what, 1, 2, 3, 5, 3. There are. It's terrible when something does get cancelled on you, and you've got out of your way, you've organised. So yeah. Rolling Stones.
Did you ever Rolling Stones when they cancelled?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Up in the hill pit, Hanging Rock.
And were you truly upset?
That was cancelled on the morning.
Oh, that's tight.
Oh, no, it wasn't. No, there was a different one. There was two cancelled. There was one he cancelled and then another. Yeah, he did.
Mm.
Sorry, yeah, he did the one at the Tennis Centre and then said, I can't do it.
Because if you can't have Mick, you've got no Rolling Stones.
Absolutely.
Can't but he gets back on his feet again, doesn't he?
Well,
the problem is also...
I tell you what, I wouldn't be buying a Rolling Stones ticket.
And we've got a few callers.
Yeah, all right. Well,
yeah, let's go to Mick.
G'day, Jane. Mick. G'day, Mick.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, good.
What happened? Who cancelled on you?
Joe Cocker. Well, he didn't cancel. He got caught with a bit of...
He got cancelled, didn't he? He got shown. Mad Dogs and Englishmen. Yeah.
So you're a whippersnapper, Mick. This is, was it 1972?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. It was.
And what was he deported for?
Well, they caught him with a bit of
hoochie cannabis. You can say it.
Yeah, cannabis in Adelaide, and he got deported it. So, yeah. Yeah, so, and I don't think we got our money back either.
No, probably those days you didn't.
It'll be worth about $800 now, that ticket. Well done, yeah, Helen. Helen, who cancelled on you?
It wasn't me, it was my mother, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, wow.
Frank Sinatra. We're going back in time.
Why did he cancel?
He was doing two concerts. He did the first night and then he was interviewed by some female reporters who he didn't like and called them prostitutes. So Bob Hawke said the union can't work and you can't have a show.
Yep.
Wow.
Bob Hawke told him for being absolutely really incredibly rude about the female reporters. And it wasn't even bad at the time, I remember. I think he was just pretty annoyed. But that was old Blue Eyes. Mm.
All right. Dave, anyone ever cancelled on you?
Well, Liam Gallagher cancelled on me when I flew to the United Kingdom to interview him.
You flew to interview him.
So I flew 20 hours on the plane, got to England, got to Reading, and they said, look, he's cancelled all his interviews today, so this won't be happening.
Well, it wouldn't have been as good as our interview with him. Have you got the grab we played from yesterday, please?
Yeah, I have. This is Liam Gallagher, of course, talking about the song Shockwave.
Your new single. Tell us where it came from, how you wrote it, what you were doing at the time.
So I was in LA with my boys writing some songs and that's how it happens. And then I went home.
That's a fascinating interview.
He gets to the point, doesn't he?
Hey, we're going to keep doing this. 1-3-3-5-3. Who or what has cancelled on you, has ruined your day? It's so annoying.
Give us a
Metallica.
Ring.
We'll play when we come back the Yeah montage.
It's Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Metallica have cancelled their concert. That's very hard.
It means annoying.
Won't be hearing Hatfield's Yeah Yeahs. It was a bit of this. Yeah, yeah, how good's that?
Well, this band's looking after him. They're saying he's not right. He needs to go.
He's in rehab. That's the logical.
It is. But then we're talking about then, have you ever had a concert or anything cancelled on you?
Yep.
And how did you feel about it? Gary? Tell us who you missed out on. Who did you miss out on, Gary?
It was the first time that the Eagles reunion.
And what happened?
I think it was Glenn Fry got a sore throat or something. they postponed, and then I got posted because I was in the army and I couldn't make it.
Oh,
so,
oh no. Well,
can I just say, I think you've dodged a bullet.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Aim is to get the Eagles.
No way.
No way. What are you
doing? That would have been, come on.
I'd risk getting shot.
What's wrong with you?
Rather than go to an Eagles concert.
You're off the boil, mate.
You're mad. Well, let's go to Ian.
Dave's got all indignant.
I love
Ian. Yeah, I'm indignant too.
Hey, Ian.
Thanks, Gary. Hello, Ian.
Hey, Mick. Hey, Jane. Hey, Dave.
Now, who cancelled on you?
Oh, Dragon.
What?
Oh, no.
Dragon? No. Don't you go out in the rain? What's going on?
Yeah. It wasn't because of a death, was it, I hope?
No. Me and the boys were already at the pub and one of the Hunter boys, Todd or Mark, got crook. So they announced that they couldn't come.
I'm thinking Mark.
And
they couldn't come. What happened instead?
Oh, well, they said, oh, look, we've got something else for you. So they've come out with this stripper.
Oh, hang on a minute.
You'll love this.
No, I'm not sure I will.
And her name, delay, Dave.
We are. I can dump, yeah.
No, no. Her name was Vanessa the Undresser.
Oh, come on, Ian.
Well, it's an oldie but a goodie, Ian.
As long as the Hunter brothers were stripping, that would have been a bad. Do you know what? You could have gone away with it with Todd, but if Mark's sick, I reckon the Dragon's kind of
correct.
Cooked.
Hey, Dave, can we go across to Grant, who's calling us from Tassie?
Hey, Grant.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, what'd you miss out on, Grant?
Christina Aguilera.
Jeez, what happened?
We flew into Melbourne and yeah, got cancelled on the day. She decided to get pregnant and get morning sickness.
Wow, that's so like her, isn't it?
It was disgusting.
She knew the dates. She could have induced. I mean, you don't mess.
Women are just so pathetic. Yeah. Oh, I've got a bit of morning sickness.
Exactly.
Imagine if her water broke. There's a tough gig for a roadie.
It was early days by the sound of things.
Yeah.
She should have just had a salada biscuit and sucked it up like the rest of us.
That's right. Better try bread.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks, Grant. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Michael's on the line. Michael. Who cancelled on you, mate?
Oh, man, I was really disappointed. Rick Springfield.
Oh, nice.
What? Jeez. I'd be disappointed too.
It was about 2017, 2016, and he announced he was going to do a tour, and all of a sudden he cancelled because there was a movie offer. And I'm a guitar player. I just learned how to play Jessie's Girl.
Well, may I ask this question, Michael?
You left your run late, haven't you?
Apart from Jessie's Girl, what else was he going to play?
Oh, no, I'll tell you what, he's got some pretty good albums. His last album, The Snake King, was really
good. It's like Warren Zevon. Just do Werewolves of London, mate.
He played in Zoot.
You've got one song.
I know he was in Zoot.
No.
But Zoot sort of basically, they did Beatles.
Jesse's Girl.
Eleanor Rigby.
Jesse's Girl. Do it again.
Hey, also,
one
more thing. I hear rumours on the internet that Adam Lambert may be replacing James Hetfield in Metallica.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all, Michael. You know what? Adam Lambert.
You're about to win $1,000. If you just cost yourself.
If that wins.
You're right, Adam Lambert may be one of the masked singers.
I'd say it's more likely in the Australian version.
Wouldn't that be good? He was actually out here all along.
Thanks, Michael.
All right.
We got time for another one?
Yes, we do.
Oh, Reg.
Hello, Mick. Hello, Dave. Hello. I wanted to let you know about a disappointment I had with Fleetwood Mac a few years ago.
They didn't cancel?
I had great seats, second row or thereabouts, but unfortunately I think it was the health of John McVie or one of the others, and they up and cancelled. And the reality is, the Fleetwood Mac we see today, unfortunately, isn't the Fleetwood Mac of old. So,
the idea of getting all six of Fleetwood Mac and about at the same time.
We did, and I saw them about a month ago, except for Lindsay Buckingham.
Yeah, well, that's what I said.
Yeah, but he got sacked from the band.
Why?
Because he's Lindsay Buckingham. Need I say more?
I think we've got time for one more. Alana, who cancelled on you?
Yeah.
You did.
I beg your pardon. What have I done? Yeah.
I missed out on seeing you with the Chole haircut after Richmond won the premiership.
Okay, look, I may have suggested that I will get the choll haircut.
And explain to everybody what the choll haircut is.
Well, it's like a black crew cut with a yellow stripe through it.
Mm.
Look, looks great if you're from the sedan.
It looks really good if you're from the sedan.
May not have quite the same film. Hey, I will do it. I said I'll do it. I'll wait till I come back. I can't do it up here. It's school holidays.
Yeah. You've committed yourself, though.
Well, we'll see how we go. If there's still a call for it.
No, hang on. Now I'm all fired up. This is going to happen. Mm. And I'm going to do it. Yes.
Right. Hey. You're not going near it.
Mickey.
Hey, we get the idea. We're going to take a break.
Yep. Come back with more. Kennedy Malloy, big show ahead. And Edmunds to join us soon. Stick around for that.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
An official confirming to CNN, the president pressed Australia's prime minister in a recent phone call.
The New York Times and others reported today that the president sought information for Attorney General William Barr on the origins of the Mueller probe.
It goes beyond Australia. The Justice Department is asking the president to intervene and ask other foreign countries to help with this investigation.
We've just received a statement from the Australian government. The Australian government has always been ready to assist and cooperate with efforts that help shed further light on matters under investigation. The PM confirmed this readiness once again in a conversation with the President.
All this centres on the former High Commissioner to London, Alexander Downer. He claimed he was told by a former Trump official the Russians had dirt on Hillary Clinton, and he passed that information on to American authorities.
I don't know anything at all about conversations that Scott Morrison has had with Donald Trump. That, I'm afraid, these days is not the sort of thing that I'm privy to.
That's a great Alexander Downer impersonator, I believe. On the tail end of that, hey, here to help us out, because I can't wrap my tiny brain around it. It really makes me hurt. Here's the one and only Lee Sales. How are you, Lee?
Good. Do you reckon Alexander Downer would be a Rick Springfield fan?
quite probably and possibly. What about yourself?
Did he cancel on you?
No, but ever? I mean, I was listening to you talk back before, thinking if your only hit is Jessie's Girl, I mean, what do you open with it or do you close with it? Like, where do you put it in the show? Like, it's a really difficult issue. Or maybe you open and you close with it.
That's true.
I think it has to be a final encore, doesn't it?
Yeah. One more time.
I interviewed Paul McCartney, I asked him if he ever had anxiety dreams, and he said that he has one recurring dream, which is that he's playing new material and the crowd starts to get really restless, and so he quickly turns around to the band and goes, quick, play Hey Jude, to try to stop everyone from leaving.
I was at a concert where that happened, so...
Hey,
what a dream.
Lee, does it all make sense now why Scott Morrison had a big fancy state dinner at the White House?
Not necessarily. Can you see how I've been procrastinating by talking about Rick Springfield and Paul McCartney? Because I feel like
to get your head around this.
100. I have got 3 pages of notes here
that
I printed out specifically to come and talk to you guys to try to explain it. So should I try and just give the basic like Idiot's Guide to, you know, the Mueller inquiry? Okay. So the Mueller inquiry was looking at the Trump campaign's ties to Russia, right? Obviously that upset President Trump. They found there wasn't evidence of anything like that, but a number of people were charged with obstructing justice and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. On the 25th of May, Trump announced, the Justice Department is going to have an investigation into this Mueller inquiry. How did it start? Why did it happen? And when he said he was going to have that inquiry, he named Australia as being something of interest. That relates to what you guys played in your sting before, which was about Alexander Downer. He had this meeting in London before Trump was even the Republican candidate with this guy called George Papadopoulos, who was a foreign policy advisor to Trump. At that meeting, Papadopoulos said, hey, the Russians could have some damaging dirt on Hillary Clinton that might play into the election campaign. Downer thought, that's interesting. He sent a cable back to Canberra to say, this is what I'm hearing. Down the track, the FBI announced they were having a look at the Trump campaign's possible ties with Russia. The Australians heard that and thought, oh, that's interesting. We might know something about that. So they sent the Downer cable to Washington. Mm-hmm. And so that's what Australia's link is to the Mueller thing. Now, as I said before, on the 25th of May, Trump announced the Justice Department is going to have an inquiry into this Mueller inquiry, an inquiry into the inquiry. And he said...
They're saying the origins of the Mueller report was politically motivated.
Well, they're saying, what role did Australia play in that kicking off. And what did Australia have some sort of motive in kicking it off? They just want to get to the bottom of it. And what they really want is the timeline. So they want to know, had the FBI decided that they were going to investigate this Russia thing before Alexander Downer passed on that intel? Or did that intel from Alexander Downer really play a role? And did Alexander Downer have any particular motivation? Like, they want to have all this stuff. So when Trump did that on May 25th, Joe Hockey, who's the Australian ambassador in Washington, heard it, heard Australia mentioned and thought, oh, geez, might as well get ahead of this. So he's written a letter to the Justice Department and CC'd it to Trump's office and said, listen, we're happy to help. We'll provide whatever you like. Fast forward to the start of September, Donald Trump has a phone call with Scott Morrison and he says, by the way, this justice thing, I really would like your help. And Scott Morrison says, yep, okay, no worries, we're happy to help. So that's the story so far.
Fantastic. Well, you know, I can't wait.
Australia's involvement, let's just, I mean, to be honest, on the world stage, it feels unusual. That New York Times is now printing stories about Australia being involved.
Look, the reason that it's interesting and why there is international attention on it is because it's landed in the middle of this thing where Trump is maybe going to be impeached. So the Democrats have said, we want to have a look at whether he should be impeached for this phone call he's had with the president of Ukraine, where he's said, can you do me a favour and dig me up some dirt on Joe Biden, who could be the Democrat presidential nominee in the next election. Days before Trump made that favour, he personally cancelled some military aid money to Ukraine. So there's questions about whether he's been using sort of the levers of power to potentially shore up his personal stakes. Now, so this Australia thing has landed in the middle of that. Now, there's no suggestion that there's any sort of secret deals going on or Trump's pressuring Australia or anything like that. But it's just the fact that it's landed at a time where there are questions over whether Trump is using American diplomacy for personal public gain.
And leverage, right.
That's right. And whether this inquiry into the Mueller investigation is actually something that would be personally advantageous to Trump. Yep. So the suggestion is he trying to get Australia help him get some sort of personal political advantage? From Australia's end...
Yep.
Sorry, you go, Mick. No, you go.
You go. Please.
Okay. Yeah. A-plus so far, mate.
Finish your thought.
You guys are looking through...
I'm waiting for my crumpet to come up.
You're on Spotify checking for Rick Springfield's other hits, aren't you?
I was about to ask you, how does Rick Springfield fit into all this...
Mate, this story has had that many twists, I would not be surprised to find Rick Springfield showing up somewhere in it. Now, for Australia, we're not under any obligation to... We don't have to give America any insight into why we make decisions we do about why we share intelligence with certain people or why Alexander Downer made that call or whatever. We have no obligation to do that. But really, is it any skin off our nose to provide that information? Not really, because there's nothing really... They sort of have it all already. No, and America's Australia's close ally. The other calculation that Scott Morrison would have to make is Donald Trump, you know, he turns on people really fast. So is this worth antagonising Donald Trump over? And it's probably not
his new
really
best friend.
Can I ask you just quickly, what part of the news cycle is this? Is this 24 hours? Is there legs to this? I mean, it's a huge story around the world as we speak. How long is this going to be in circulation?
I would never say that anything relating to the Trump administration is just a locked down 24-hour news story because there's always so many twists. So when the Downer Papadopoulos meeting first came out, I thought, oh, that's interesting, but I just thought it was a little bit of colour. I didn't think we'd be talking about it, you know, a year or so later.
Papadopoulos was later indicted, wasn't he?
He was, actually. He's done 14 days in prison, actually.
He's not a great fan of Alexander Downer. He didn't have a lot of complimentary things to say about him either.
No, in fact, he's been tweeting stuff like that Downer is a lackey of Hillary and Bill Clinton, which for any Australians, of course, I mean, can you think of anyone politically further apart than Hillary Clinton and Alexander Downer?
No.
So, you know, for Australians looking at Papadopoulos' tweets, you go, I don't think you quite know who Alexander Downer is. You
should send him the picture of Downer in the fishnets.
Yeah, and that's doing the rounds as well. Lee, thank you. We do give you top of the class. You have made it extremely clear.
I'm a bit worried the only listeners you've got left are your respective mums.
No, and he'll be saying Papadopoulos a lot tonight.
So, conclusion, he should open with Jessie's Girl and then close with Jessie's Girl.
And probably a bit of Jessie's Girl in the middle, I reckon, as well.
Hey, good on you, Lee. Don't forget, 7:30 tonight. It'll all be happening.
Lee Sales, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've got Anne Edmonds to join us in the next 10-15 minutes on the show. Kennedy Malloy.
Well, that's excellent news to hear. We were talking before quite a lot about Rick Springfield because we're talking about concerts that have been cancelled. One of our callers said he missed out on seeing Rick Springfield, and we're going, but apart from Jesse's Girl.
And then Lee Sales weighed in and said, would you open with it? Would you close with it? How do you do it? Is that the only, this is the question now.
Yeah.
And you're trying to argue there are other songs.
There are other songs.
There are not other songs of Rick Springfield.
Well, there are. If you Google and you go into Rick Springfield, and what comes up immediately in the songs is Jesse's Girl. No. Then, of course, which is what we're talking about, Jesse's Girl Live.
Right, so these are in order, are they?
Yeah.
Those Googled songs of...
Then another Jesse's Girl from another album. But there are other songs. Speak to the Sky. That was a huge song.
Speak to the sky and tell you how I feel.
And okay, you're an idiot.
I'm not. That is a great song. What's another one? Don't talk to...
What's that? Is that a commercial for...
So 80s, isn't it? But of course, most people in Australia would remember Rick Springfield for being with great Daryl Cotton in the band Zoot. How's that bass line?
Did you play this with Highly Strung or?
No, it was too. That's too fast for us. That was too rocking.
Highly Strung makes you sound like you would be able to do that.
No.
Like you're highly strung, like you're on the edge, like you're...
Well,
you're a big Rick Springfield
fan. We're all on the
Rick
edge.
Springfield.
Would I marry him? Yes.
I don't know how you got to that. I said,
because
you,
I was going
I said,
to tell
you.
I said,
are you a Rick Springfield fan?
Yes.
Would you marry him?
Yes. If he walked in now...
I'll give you half a chance.
If I married, if I became Mrs. Springfield... I would be the envy of women around the world.
Well, you know what you should do? You should join him on his cruise. Didn't Rick Springfield do? You could go on a cruise with Rick Springfield. It'd be like one of those all-women hotels we were talking about.
Oh.
So it's like about 300 chicks get on a boat and then Rick Springfield plays and then he has to lock himself in his hotel room.
It'd be so easy to stalk him. And he couldn't get off because he's on a ship.
He turned 70 a couple of weeks ago, Rick Springfield. Oh, so he's
70's the new 40. Yeah.
Wasn't he in like one of those general hospitals? Or
yes,
something?
Yes.
Dr. Springfield.
He's got a good head of hair. he's a bit, he's still got his looks.
Right.
Okay, again, I'm just going to say he's 70.
Okay. 70,
Bruce Springsteen turned 70 last
Bruce
week.
Bruce, yeah, the boss is 70. Again,
I'd
be Mrs. Springsteen.
Who do you think's had a more profound impact on music, Rick Springfield or Bruce Springsteen?
Well, right, I bet a lot of musicians will call up and say that Rick Springfield's been very influential.
You need to stop.
Yeah, I think,
All right, Dave, better go to a song.
What, like who? The person who wrote the Meadow League commercial? What is wrong with you?
You're too tough on our talent.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, and we will have our adult supplement, our sealed section, the Kennedy Malloy sealed section. We'll be up a little later. They're still trying to get to terms with Rick Springfield and how eight different versions of the one song
dominate
the top 10 hits that he was ever involved in. You've tried to defend him. I'm yet to see any evidence.
Oh, well, how about the Foo Fighters' involvement with him?
Well, why don't we ask Jeff?
Let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Yo.
Yeah, you've got important news for all the Triple M listeners about the Foo Fighters and Rick Springfield.
Oh, Jane, I thought you would have known this already, but about 5 years ago or more, the Foo Fighters did a song with Rick Springfield called The Man That Never Was.
Very tough decision for me to choose between Dave Grohl and Rick Springfield.
He's ruined the Foo Fighters. How's that? He's infected the Foo Fighters. He's even made the Foo Fighters drop their guard.
You a Rick Springfield fan, Jeff?
Not a Rick Springfield fan as such, but more the Foo Fighters fan, yeah.
Well, who's not a Foo Fighters fan? Thank you. Good on you, Jeff.
What a bizarre collaboration. Hey, we were talking earlier about having gigs cancelled. Metallica have cancelled, and there's a lot of people who rang up and were so disappointed.
I know, it's disappointing.
But Danny's mentioned a good one. Danny, I'm guessing you weren't there, but there was a bloke who was prone to the odd cancellation. Yep.
Yep.
Who was it?
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry. Now, no, he did
I actually went to the concert, so we got
great.
So we were able to go to the concert.
you know, and he starts with, you know, what it was. It's not. I think it's 1973 or early 74.
Yeah.
So he comes on and he does his first couple of songs. You know, rock and roll music, Maybelline, all that sort of stuff. And then he stops. And he stopped and walked off.
Why can't you be
true?
Yeah, he's saying that. And then what happened?
He walks off.
Hang on a minute.
Well, he just walks off for 50 minutes. No, there's chaos in the whole place. People are going, you know, oh, this is not working. Everyone's going off their head because they've all been wound up, you know. And then he comes back on. Hey, here you go. Yep, okay, let's go, you know. So, and it, so the concert went on. But for that, you know, 50 minutes an hour that it stopped, it sort of took the life out of everything. And then we find out the next day, he's gone backstage and gone, I want another $5,000.
Oh,
and they've gone, and they were, it's got written up in the papers.
Right, and it wasn't an unusual thing for him to do. In fact, he used to demand his money before he went on.
He would
count the cash himself.
I wonder what he
But we know that particular concert you're talking about, Danny.
That's amazing. And because of that, hey, Danny, congratulations. Yeah. You've just won $1,000.
$1,000.
You are a thousand winner. Way. Listen to Dave with the details.
Well, we had a feeling you got to stay on air until you got it. We didn't have 50 minutes to kill until we get it. So we've just come straight up and given it to you.
Danny, you got $1,000 thanks to Gemini Man. It's a movie starring Will Smith. It's in cinemas October 10. The cash is yours, tax-free,
well done,
mate.
Well done.
Mate, you're a champion.
Good on you, and can thank Chuck Berry for that, man.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, mate. Congratulations. All right, and Edmund's not too far away. Up next, Kennedy Malloy. Brilliant.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in this hour, well, it's our sealed section. We've got some news. One story involves both Schoolies Week and Jessica Powers. Good Lord, you joined the dots.
Yes, and something that has been found involving toys of a bedroom kind.
They're sex toys.
All right.
In a box.
In a box. Sounds even more intriguing.
Yeah, and that's not the scariest thing in the box.
That's true. We've got a surf report.
We will have a
news,
surf report.
Yes, news.
It's Australian iconic brand has gone.
It's been sold. It's been sold.
We've got a new segment called How Dare You.
Yes.
And we'll have more news.
We'll explain
on that as it comes down. But let's start at the top with this woman.
Last night was an Ann Edmonds fest on our TVs with Have You Been Paying Attention?
According to Seven's counting down to Australia's top dog, what is Australia's top dog?
ScoMo.
Would be.
And over on Channel 7, she was dirty dancing with seven other celebs.
I am constantly learning how to maintain eye contact with men, which is weird. It's a skill you need in life.
The Real Dirty Dancing returns to our screen 7:30 tonight on 7. And joining us right now to tell us more, show fave, Ann Edmonds.
Look me in the eye, Anne. Look me in the eye.
I can't.
Oh, yes, you can. You've learnt the skill.
It was
you had to look Jamie Dury in the eye, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, which was looking down, really.
I thought you'd be similar heights.
What about an eye patch? Have you thought about an eye patch at all? You look good with
a blindfold. It's just really confronting.
It is confronting, I imagine.
Yeah.
I've never done anything like that. Mm. I mean, I do have to look at Mick, and that's fine. We'll work that out.
A bit cross-eyed. You've got a bung eye.
A little bit. A little bit of a lazy eye. But Jamie Dury is a great dancer, and we all know that. He's got the moves in the background, but you really kept up with him.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, he's good. He's good. But I've got different. I think dance comes from within, and it's not only just how you move, which is for me is quite badly. But you'll feel the emotion coming off me. There's a story behind my dance. You know what I mean? And that's what the judges are looking for, really.
Hey, if you got to dance with a TV gardener, it's better. It's Jamie Dury than say I don't know, Don Burke. Do not make eye contact.
Don't get them mixed up.
Under any circumstances.
Run for your life.
It's quite an extreme thing that they've done with this show, and it is very interesting because it is going back to Kellerman's Resort in Virginia.
Yes.
To the actual place where they shot Dirty Dancing. How many years ago is it that it was released?
Oh, I think it's over 20 years. It was released in 1989, so Enjoy that. Feel old.
Have they built a set? Have they just built a set?
Or no. Is it?
Everything is exactly as it was. Like, everything is there. The lake is there, the pavilion, the log that they walked out on. It's all, because it was
all there.
It's all there. And they have reenactment weekends where crazy people turn up dressed as...
You're joking.
Yeah, it was happening while we were there. Like, there were just all these people dressed as Baby and
like
Johnny.
Like your fantasy come true.
Pretty much,
what
pretty much.
What is going on?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. But it was crazy to be gyrating on strangers for 2 weeks.
Were you thrown in the air? Did it all happen?
There was a big lead up. Yep, there's throwing around. I came back bruised and battered, boozed as well. it was insane. It was truly insane.
There's so many dance shows on at the moment. Are you in the Full Monty as well? What was the one?
Not officially, but, you know, anytime I'm up
now,
for it.
Tonight on the show, don't they have to vote for who's going to play Baby? And you look like her. You've got the best look. So
yeah.
Surely you're a hands down.
Are they all playing Baby?
No, because they had to pick last night. They picked, which is a very good choice, Hugh Sheridan, because he's a triple threat.
Yes, he is. He can sing, dance, move.
Yeah, he plays Johnny. And tonight...
And what does everyone else do?
Well, yeah,
claps
what does
along.
Everyone else do?
Well, it's to be revealed. But, yes, tonight the women go head-to-head for the spot that is Baby.
Well, if you don't get
spot.
It, no one puts Baby in the corner.
Can you give us a hint? Can you give us a hint?
No, yeah. I don't think
no,
so.
No,
you've
go.
Got to watch the show, apparently. Mm. Hey, Mick, have you ever seen Dirty Dancing?
Haven't seen it.
Bits of it.
I've been threatened with it.
I thought in all your years
if I
you might
have
sat
it,
through it.
It would have been because I'd done something terrible. That's the only way I ever watched chick flicks of that nature.
Mick, if they were reenacting a movie, which one would you sign up for? Oh. Which would be your dream?
It'd be involved some kind of Hannibal Lecter style antics.
Yeah, I think
the real
that
Silence
night.
Of the Lambs.
Yes,
probably the bathroom scene from Porky's. I just feel
all right. Well, then, Real Dirty Dancing Tuesday, 7:30 on Channel 7. Ann Edmonds is our guest. More after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy
and our special guest. Ann Edmonds from The Real Dirty Dancing, Channel 7 tonight, 7:30.
I'm holding her above my body.
You're beautiful. Must be a wonderful feeling. Dancing is the best.
Did you practice at home with your boyfriend? What's his name?
No, he won't. Lloyd. He won't dance with me. No, I am.
But he's a hand holder, so I'm surprised.
Yeah, he doesn't like to dance, though. No practicing.
Oh,
just
come
straight
on.
In.
If he was to dance, what's his dance? Is he like?
Have you ever seen him dance?
No, he refuses. Like, he stands at the side and won't get on the dance floor.
Wow.
Yeah,
because a big moment in a couple when you see your partner dance, because it can be a game changer.
Yeah, it's like oh,
is that how you dance?
Yeah,
holy hell,
he's hiding something pretty big.
Two left feet.
Before we get to the news of your incredible show at the Sydney Opera House, which is coming up at the Playhouse, no doubt,
yes.
At the Opera House, will you be driving around Sydney in your car?
On my brand new car. Well, it's not a brand new car. It's a second-hand car. I upgraded from a Toyota Echo that I've had for about 15 years.
I'm not familiar with that one. An Echo?
I went up from a Toyota Echo to a Toyota Yaris. Big jump. Big jump.
Okay, yeah, no.
Pardon me, Your Majesty.
The Yaris is my rental car of choice.
And
that's excellent.
I bought it from a nun.
Oh.
So,
well, of course you did.
Yeah.
Now, please explain.
That'll be lightly raced.
Yes, exactly. Not many Ks on that.
Well, we've got nuns in the family, and one of them hooked me up with a car. You know what nuns are like. They're always flogging old cars. And I was like, well, this is a safe bet, isn't it? Like, she's not been doing doughies in it. You know, this is
not.
This is going to be a good car. And it was a very good car. But I don't know if, I'm just wondering if anyone's been through this roadworthy experience
business?
Before. It's absolutely horrific.
And do you have to get a roadworthy to get your registration or license?
So anytime, if it's not a brand new car, if you're going to transfer the car into your name, you have to get a roadworthy to go with it.
Right.
Right. So I took it off, and this car is basically blessed by God. There's nothing wrong with this car, right?
It has holy water in the radio.
Yeah. It's a sacred car, and it had just been serviced by the same people I took it to do the roadworthy with two weeks earlier.
Okay.
And I get it, and I handed them the keys, and I said, "Surely there'll be nothing wrong with this car. How could there be anything wrong with this car when you've just had it 2 weeks ago?" and it went off for the day and came back. And they'd found about they find things like there's no door seal. Like the door seal's slightly torn, $300.
Because they can't stand just saying everything's fine.
No, it's the one of the big. It's got to be the biggest scam going around. I reckon the old roadworthy.
That is not cool.
No, and so, and I don't understand if this car is this sacred blessed car. How they could find fault with it?
There weren't nuns who were servicing it, was it? At the local.
No,
they're very ingenious nuns.
But I don't know. I just feel like it's one of those ones where they can just. They've got you over a barrel. They're like, we know you need a roadworthy. So
$300 for a cracked door seal.
Yeah, $300 cracked door seal. But your knobs aren't shiny enough. Oh. Things like that. Your nun's knobs aren't shiny enough.
Is it? Have you got a Chris? Is it Saint Christopher, the patron saint of travel? Is it that they have to have the medal in the car?
Yeah.
Got one of those yet?
So I feel like I bet you I'm not the only one. I bet you there's people out there have been scammed by the roadworthy people.
I'm quite sure they have. Well, you will get
sounds
around
like
in
a racket.
Sydney.
It's
it does
a racket.
Sound like a racket.
It does indeed.
Now, how are you feeling about doing your show at the Opera House? It must be. Is it?
What's the show called, Joe?
What's wrong with you?
It's is that what it's called?
Yeah.
talk us through the premise. Is here this about anyone in particular?
Well, I think I've just been thinking. I've been doing shows about myself now for about 10 years, and I'm sick of talking about myself. And there's a lot wrong with me. Don't get me wrong, but I'm like. Finally, I'm like looking around and going, nah, it might be everyone else. After all this time, I'm like, it's everyone else, I think.
That's a fair premise.
Yeah. So I just, it's a bit angry, this show. It's a bit
Have you played the Opera House before?
No, of course not.
No.
Well, here we go.
Big deal.
Yeah,
this is
big deal. Yeah, it's huge. And it's going to be fun, I think. It's going to be, I think they've got a backstage toilet.
This is going to be bloody incredible.
Yeah. Are you any showbiz? Are you got some dancing girls? Are you
costume?
Got any big numbers? Or what are you doing?
I know. It feels like with comedy it's hard, isn't it? Because it's such a grimy business. Yeah. And to suddenly be in the Opera House swearing is not – it'll be interesting to see how that feels actually. Yeah.
Well, thank you for speaking with us today. And great job on Have You Been My Attention last night
thank
as well.
You.
Dave,
yes.
People,
next Tuesday,
you must get tickets.
Next Tuesday, the
8th. How do you do it, Dave?
To the 13th, so you're there next week at the Playhouse, Sydney Opera House. You go to sydneyoperahouse.com for tickets. It's going to be awesome.
So
what's
exciting.
Wrong with you? Check
get
that out.
Involved. Hey, thanks, Anne.
Thanks,
we really appreciate you swinging by.
See you soon.
Can I give you one more lift?
Lift.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Is it time for some magician news?
I think it might be.
There's a couple of big stories that need our direct attention.
It's true.
Siegfried and Roy. I love those guys.
They're the most famous.
A biopic is in the works from a German director. And Siegfried and Roy, now you'd watch this. Of course you would watch this. You know they were famous. They had a residency in Las Vegas. They had white tigers. And then one night, on stage, one of the white tigers said, you know what, I'm sick of your camp antics, and turned around and went honk and took Roy right on the juggler, if I may. And Roy's quite never been the same since, and Roy has never performed again. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not a huge fan of magicians. But, gee, I wish I was there that night. I would trade anything in the world to have been there to see the white tiger honk.
I'm not a big fan of animals being kept in captivity every night.
I usually bag for the animals.
Yeah, I bag for the animals too.
I would have been right in the white tiger's
corner. But there was something about the flamboyance of these two that was captivating.
Well, this would have stopped dead. There would have been a bit of foppishness going on stage and all of a sudden, what the hell?
Wow.
Honk as the white tiger.
Now, this is going to be good.
That white tiger spoke for a lot of us.
Yeah. I think it did.
That white tiger could
have
been a critic.
Who were they going to cast?
Someone foppish, somebody
who needs to. You know, they're quite trim. These
I'll do
boys.
It.
I repeat.
I will do. Wouldn't you just want to see that one scene?
That's going to be very good. All right.
See the look on Siegfried's face.
It's
Roy
the best name. You can't get a better duo name.
How much
Siegfried
fun will this be?
That's a good
Halloween
costume.
It's the only
costume,
scene you need to see, isn't it? You don't need to sit for the whole.
No, that's true. All right, I've got some other magician update news. This is an amazing story. Desperate wife reveals her marriage is in trouble. because her chef husband has become obsessed with opening a restaurant for magicians where men can impress unsuspecting dates. Okay, so...
is a sentence that has never been said in the history of the world.
Her husband, Chris, is a magician and thinks he should open a restaurant with magical props like levitating tables and bending cutlery. Cards can be hidden in dishes for big reveals. And the idea is that men who will be in on it bring their dates and impress them by doing impromptu magic tricks.
Ta-da!
Put it down, eat the food. Please.
I'll have a trick in that restaurant. Would I get the bill and tear it up into 20 tiny pieces to see if he can put it back together again?
She
blow
is.
It out of my hands and then go, ta-da!
But she's seriously distressed because she said our marriage is already in trouble. He's a chef. He works ridiculous hours and now he wants to blow our life savings on this insane idea. There's something quite appealing about it.
I'd like to see that on MasterChef. That'd be a great episode. So someone would put a rabbit out of their hat and Matt Preston would woof it. Okay, if you're taken to a restaurant, Jane,
yep.
And a man on a date all of a sudden starts, I don't know, pulling 20-cent pieces from behind your ear, oh, maybe it's time for the tip, Jane.
Yeah, no, I'd get very
Are you
going
to go, oh, well,
no,
that's it, I'm yours?
I'm off in a huff.
Who was your favourite? Who was the hottest magician that you ever saw?
Oh, Copperfield.
Copperfield.
Has to be.
Old swooshy pants.
Actually, Copperfield and Rick Springfield, have they ever been seen in the same room together?
Oh,
geez. That's my new theory.
Do you know why? Because I went there and I worked out all...
Went there where?
I went and saw Copperfield in concert.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I'd had a couple.
I worked
out very quickly why, you know, why he wears a swooshy pants and has the distinctive hairstyle. So the minute he steps behind a shadow, you assume it's him.
Oh, so they just get that look of
hair. He's already running around the back of the room to pop out.
The best magician I ever saw.
To ride in the back on a white Palomino.
The best I ever saw was Ricky Jay, and he was a up-close card trick magician.
Up-close magician's good. What about the Amazing Jonathan? Were you a fan of the Amazing Jonathan?
Amazing Jonathan, to this day, one of the funniest stand-ups I've ever seen. He's gone a little skewy at the moment. There's a documentary out about him. You might want to watch it that's out. But he was hilarious. He would stick... straws up his nose. He was a violent magician. There was blood spurting out everywhere and he was a little highly strung, let's just say.
I see him waiting my table at the magician's restaurant.
Exactly.
Do you know, when I was a very young boy, my first idea of God, you're trying to envisage God was like a magician in a very tall, hat riding a cloud.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, let's have our magician update.
We might. We'll go have a call a few therapists.
And a wand. And a wand. But he'd just be riding around on a cloud.
Okay. All right.
Be attacked by a white tiger.
Okay.
Honk!
Sure, you weren't attacked by a white tiger along the way?
I wish I was there that night.
Really?
I just would have been given anything to see the look on Siegfried's face.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Close the curtains. Fluff up the pillows. Lock the kids in their room. It's time to get sexy. Mick and Jane. Between the sheets.
Is it sexy though?
Is it?
Where are you going with this?
Where am I going with it? Well, first of all, I'm talking about a girl who was on Married at First Sight this year and has still managed to carve out some sort of living from appearing. Let's just say, I'm talking about Jessica Power. And Jessica is, I would say, one of the go-to people if you're opening like a beer garden. Was that fair enough to say?
I don't know.
Well,
is it? Was it a beer garden?
She's done a beer garden, for example, or she's done a lot of gigs because she wants to stay in the news.
Right, okay, sure.
So now she's going to attend schoolies. Which is an unusual thing because she's 27.
I was going to say, she's a bit old. She's almost a
tourie. She's a bit old.
She's
teaming up with Geordie Shore's Scotty T. Do you watch Geordie Shore?
No.
Do you watch it, Dave?
I know well of it, but no, I don't watch it. Yeah.
All right. Well, there is an event operator called Tribe Schoolies, and they're wanting to sort of revive and revamp the whole Schoolies situation.
I didn't realise there was an issue with Schoolies. I thought it was pumping on strongly.
I think.
I mean, I was there last year. I thought it was absolutely.
I think the Goldie one. I think there's a lot of different Schoolies. You know, people go all around. They go to Bali, Thailand. They go to Byron Bay.
But this would be Goldie. This would be the Gold Coast. This is the Goldie. Surely Jessica Powell should be like the mayor of Gold Coast. She should be. If there is a advertising campaign for the Gold Coast, she is it.
She's the poster girl, and she should be. So she should be. She's just recently, however, and this may come up while she's up there talking about it, that she has 4 vibrators.
Oh.
And she has made the confession in a sponsored post for the women's pleasure product called Vush, spelt V-U-S-A. Hang on, I'll write that down. Vush. Now, yes. I don't know what Vush is. Oh, yes, now I'm going to tell you it is. It's a popular sex toy and it's built as a vacuum sucker.
Ah, so it's kind of like the Makita leaf blower. Is that what you're
like a Dyson?
Reverse.
Like a reverse.
It's a reverse cycle. Makita. And she's going to. She might have that with her when she's up at Schoolies. But she just wanted to let people know that she's got 4, and there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Lock up your sons and daughters, I think, this year at Schoolies. It might be.
She says.
Why has she got 4 vibrators?
Well, iron 4. Why? She says, I'm not exactly sure how it got to that many, but I will. She also says.
Don't you women like to shop? But she there's a point where you go.
Look, this is what
it's
I
like
love.
It's like shoes, is it? Oh, you just can't have enough pairs
What I
of
love
shoes.
About Jess, and we know, we've met her.
Oh, man, you've
she
met her.
Is a positive girl, and she admitted that her toys. Well, when she uses the toy, it always manages to pull her out of a bad mood.
Okay.
Jane. You don't die wondering with Jessica, do you? She kind of lets you know right off the bat
how she's feeling. Why don't you go and see a movie?
Or what she's seeing.
Go and have a glass of wine.
Seriously, I've told you this. There are many women, I've met a lot of women, aren't many I'm genuinely frightened of.
I remember.
But when she came into the Gold Coast studios prior to the Logies, I did not know what to do.
You couldn't, you're speechless.
Well, I acted like you would if you were being attacked by a bear.
All right.
Where is I didn't
you did.
Move
you were very, you
until
went
it
white.
Was all over. And I finally went.
You were very scared. Well, speaking of being scared.
I'd rather be attacked by one of Siegfried and Roy's white tigers.
There's a theme
for you, Jessica. Again,
there's a theme going here because I've got another news story. A woman's been arrested after asking a friend to look after a box that she said contained her embarrassing sex toy collection.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh well, turns out didn't exactly have that. It contained a human head. Spanish woman has been arrested because she left
Surprise.
A box containing a rotting human head.
With sex toys? Were the sex toys?
She said to her friend, hold this box for me. I've got to go away. She left it with her and the friend's gone, this is a bit woofy.
Oh,
there you go.
And what
Dave,
do? You give that back or what do you say to your friend? You say, you said you gave me that box for sex toys. Yeah. Well, I opened it.
Why did she say there were sex toys? Why did she say it's crockery? Why does she have to say that was sex toys? Who cares what's in it? It was a head.
It's a human head, isn't it? We got a friend.
Ridiculous.
But also, too, why? What if you? If you? Oh, she's done this. I'm hiding my vibrators from the cops. Don't worry about the human head. They're okay with that. But if they find those
Hey, who knows what goes on in northern Spain? It's all a bit. I've been there.
In northern Spain, that's a Mother's Day present.
No.
<That's>
Okay.
Right.
Thanks, Dave.
Oh, what? I've broken it.
Yeah, no, you haven't.
You started it.
All right. This
I think we do have to go.
We
do. We've got to talk about something more important.
Lots to digest.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's all thanks to Makita. You go to makita.com.au to find your authorised dealer.
There's something that has been released today.
What is it?
And I'm going to test you to see if we've got some information forthcoming from the Australian Mint and Australian Post. They've released some coins today from A to Z of Australian iconic products.
Right. Fire away. Say, what would be an A, for example?
Australia Post. Yeah. What a surprise that is.
A bit self-serving, but shall I'll allow it.
I'll go to F. Yeah. Is for footy.
Footy. Okay, let's just go straight to it. Let's go to the big one.
M is for?
Yes, Makita.
Meat pie. What?
Stick your meat pie fair up your clacker.
This is outrageous.
If you want to put the most iconic
product
with an M, it's Makita, you idiot.
Oh, my God.
The great, the mighty Makita. Maybe it deserves more than a $1 coin. Maybe they're waiting to do the $50 note or the $100
the
note.
That's what it's
the big pineapple.
For. The big pineapple with the M.
You could cut the big
Makita.
Pineapple in half with the Makita.
And you could do that with your cordless head trimmer. Yeah.
Well.
Or your brush cutter.
But and bundle them all up.
You know why?
Is that under H? Hedge trimmer? What's under H?
Let me just look up H.
This is a joke.
Hills hoist.
Hills hoist. Stick your Hills hoist.
It's an outrage. Give me another one.
What's the Hills hoist ever done that the hedge trimmer hasn't done?
What's a B for brush cutter?
Oh, boomerang. Yeah, right. Well,
what
your brush cutter will be a boomerang when you can send it to your neighbour.
There's a boomerang. What is a boomerang? I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it. What about V?
Compared to the brush cutter, for what?
Vegemite.
Yeah, well, instead of what?
Instead of a very
no
good lawnmower.
There's no point going to V, you stupid woman.
You're
supposed to pick something up.
How dare you?
Okay, what about
what about the turbo blower? T for turbo
Thanks,
blower.
Thanks, Dave. That's how could it be?
What's that a T?
T is for? Oh,
Jesus.
Thongs.
Okay.
Yeah, you can wear your thongs while you're nosing around the garden in your cordless turbo blower. What's under L?
Oh, we're still playing.
It's got to be the cordless one.
Lemington.
I will
throw
Lemingtons at anyone.
And they will be chopped to pieces by the ingenuity that is
the
Makita.
Good folk at Makita. Makita, it's head and shoulders above the rest.
If there's
one iconic Australian
M
brand.
M for meat pie, wrong.
Stick that right up. You are idiots. Meat pie Makita. Where do you go? We're going to talk about Australia.
Where do you go?
Makita. Bring it on. I love their style.
You go makita.com.au to find your authorised dealer. Thanks, Makita.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Just about done for the day. Been a great show today, by the way. Grab the podcast. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Just quickly, can I apologise that we did not get round to our new segment?
How dare you?
We'll get it tomorrow. It's where you ring up and tell us something.
I think I've said it myself about 10 times today, but it sounds so much better when Greta says it.
Yes, that'll be tomorrow. We got some socials.
We're talking about a magic restaurant.
Yes.
And a guy wanted to have a restaurant on unsuspecting female diners where their boyfriends would do crazy things like card tricks for them, the table would levitate, etc.
Yeah, so what?
The Balls has said, we had an idea for a ninja restaurant where the food turns up and you don't know where it came from.
That's good.
That sounds funny.
And then you do a ninja when the bill arrives.
That's right.
All of a sudden you go, where do they go?
And I think we also will get to, we haven't got a lot of time now on the show, but Mick, Heather Marie said, that was an absolute classic, Mick. When you didn't know who I was talking to.
Oh, I can play Bloody Money here.
No,
this is what
happened. Let's hear it again. This was yesterday. On the way up, I saw people on flights, the Veronicas.
Who are you talking to?
I'm on air.
Oh.
That's awesome. That is so funny.
That is insane. And finally, we talked about Rick Springfield. Mm. There's been a lot of contention. We thought he only had one hit, Jesse's Girl. We know he only had one hit. He had more than that.
And four variations.
Speak to
of
the
Jesse's
Sky
Girl.
Is another great one, but we've got a little bit just to take us out of Rick Springfield and Foo Fighters with Jesse's Girl. So I'm a woman.
Again, it's another version of Jesse's Girl.
That's okay. As Lee Sale suggested, hit open and close.
That's it. Hey, that's been the show today. Mick and Jane back tomorrow for another big Kennedy Molloy.
Another Kennedy Molloy catch-up. Powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.